The Age Appropriate Podcast with Tom Lucy and Charlie Baker.
Hello, welcome to the Age Appropriate Podcast with Charlie Baker
and Tom Lucy.
Good afternoon.
Quite a stilted start, but fine, we'll crash on with it.
Is it too stilted?
No, it's fine.
Do you think?
It's fine.
I've started it like I'm a headmaster starting the staff meeting.
Oh, right. Ears in, everyone.
You've got your agendas?
No, you've all had a bad day. Have a coffee. I've got some biscuits.
Got some digestives.
Did any of your teachers used to have those coffees where I call it a romboots?
Oh, yeah. Well, what?
A romboots, I call it.
Okay.
Which is those like plastic things on the filter.
No.
Plastic filters on top of the cup.
No, that sounds like a Devonshire thing.
No, I don't think it is. Maybe.
Do you think kids at school still have milk? Do you think they still get milk?
They still get milk, yeah, I know they
do. I remember getting milk.
Remember, I do have a son who is at school.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Does he get milk?
He gets. Well, you can have milk if you want it.
But you're not force-fed milk.
You don't have to have milk.
Do they still have milk monitors?
Don't think so.
I was the milk monitor of my class, yeah. Yeah, it's quite a responsibility for a six-year-old kid. I think the teacher saw something in me.
What do you think he saw in you for milk monitor?
I just had more time than everyone else.
Oh, right.
Just less. Well.
Were you a good milk monitor? What did it entail? What were the chores?
It's quite a power milk monitor. You've got quite, if you don't like someone, you can give them the milk last.
Yeah, or the skimmed.
Yeah, you can really
give them the
fuck
skimmed.
With people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not that I did that, obviously.
When I was at school, you could have milk, or they had like that syrup stuff they put in it.
Really?
To make a milkshake.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
not
yeah, yeah.
Not Nesquik, but the syrupy stuff.
Yeah.
And if you had that, you had to pay. How much do you think you had to pay? I'm thinking, I can remember how much it was.
5p?
4p.
4p? Wow. Pretty steep.
4p.
When I think about school food when I was... I mean, it all changed. Jamie Oliver changed it all.
Yeah.
I can't remember how old I was when he changed it. But before that, I can remember, like, the canteen was like McDonald's at our school. Honestly,
yeah.
It was like McDonald's in our school every day.
Burger chips, pizzas,
every single day.
Yeah, that is true.
And it was, you look back and you're like, that is probably unhealthy to have that every day.
Very, obviously. And does that make, and what's this week's theme, Tom? We've started...
Anger.
Nothing
that's
to do
not
with...
something I'm angry about, though, because I quite like eating that stuff. But Jamie was very angry about it. I remember him being very angry about it.
Anger.
Yeah. We said we weren't going to do that.
Oh, right, okay.
But you've done it.
I'd say it would be good, and just talk on, just on those lines, if you just did a weekly anger podcast about anger and mash.
That's nice,
isn't
it? That'd
be good, wouldn't it?
Anger and mash. Very good. As in bangers and mash.
Yeah, well, that's the pun I was going for.
Very
anger,
good.
Tom. I don't get particularly angry.
No, you don't get angry.
Well, I do now and again.
You get irritable.
Irritable, yeah.
You are irritable.
If I've not had enough sleep,
yeah,
then I am guaranteed irritable. And will just have a very short fuse.
I'm the same, I think. I never shout. But I'm really intolerant of people.
Always or?
The general public.
Oh.
I just hate the general public.
Jeez, mate.
I just am slow people.
Slow people.
That's the main one.
In what way does slow people make you angry?
Well, they're just quite slow, aren't they?
Yeah.
No, it's just on public transport in London. You should not be allowed in... I've said this before. I'll say it again. You should not be allowed in Zone 1 if you cannot walk at a speed of at least 10 miles. That's still too much.
This
5 miles
shame.
An hour.
This
that's way
shame,
too much.
Tom.
You should not be allowed in Zone 1.
You are quite right-wing. Are you
Zone 2.
Are you Brexit?
No, but I just think that should be a rule.
What? No one?
What are you doing in Leicester Square, wandering around...
Maybe,
aimlessly.
Tom, we're not all as lucky as you and have been given... You won't get on the last leg with that sort of attitude.
No, I'm not... If I walked slowly, I would not be in Leicester Square.
What if you're on holiday and you've got your holiday head on? You walk around, hey, look, there's that...
Get on one of those open-top buses.
That Swiss clock thing with all the bells on it. I love that.
Oh, firstly...
Look, William Shakespeare in Leicester Square.
Okay, firstly, if you're coming on holiday to London... Do not go to Leicester Square.
Oh.
It is not the best bit of London.
Yeah.
In fact, it's probably one of the worst bits of London. Mm. That's the first thing. Secondly, you can get on one of those open top buses.
Yeah.
That is designed to take you around London quickly and show you the sights.
You say you're not an angry person, but this is brought out.
No, it's just tourists in London.
So it's tourists. You think London should have no tourists?
No, because that sounds...
Is that what you're saying?
No, because I know that it brings in a lot of money and... Yeah.
A lot of people rely on it.
Yeah, sure. And who am I to say?
Exactly.
But if you're over the age of 60, think about whether you really want to come to London.
Oh, this is a shame. No, because I don't think that should be the rule.
Come to London, that's by all means. Rule. By all means, come to London.
I'm all for banning them from supermarkets, but...
On a Saturday
and Sunday, but
I know you don't like them, and you don't like them eating food, do you?
Not that. It's a Saturday and a Sunday, you've had all week. That's my only rule. How does that manifest itself? Does it bubble up inside you?
I would never say anything to someone. Too English to actually complain.
Mm.
That's the English way, isn't it? To just build up all this anger inside you, but never say anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never say anything.
I think if I get cross, I'll say it.
Yeah.
And then it's gone. And then it comes as quick as it goes.
I had this about 2 weeks ago. I was in Costa Coffee.
Oh.
Other coffee chains are available.
Yeah.
And
it's not the BBC. You don't have to.
Well, I like to. I like to pretend we're on the BBC. Go on, it makes me feel better. And I had a... got one of those paninis.
Oh, yeah.
I believe they're called. Now, I believe the etiquette with a panini is to heat it up. Correct me if I'm wrong.
It's a panini, isn't it? It's a cooked sandwich, isn't it?
It's a cooked sandwich. That should be going in a grill.
Sandwich.
Okay, so you pay for it, they take it away. You get one of those little numbers.
Mm-hmm.
We'll bring it to your table.
Yeah.
Great, okay? Go to the table, sit down. My number's displayed. She comes over 5 minutes later. She puts it down. It's very clear that it's not been toasted. It's just come out of the packet and been put on a plate, right?
Yeah. But they put the marks on it so it looks like... Yeah.
No, I think that they just forgot to toast it. I don't know who's...
Right.
And I didn't say anything.
You didn't say anything?
Because I'm English and
this sandwich, it's just supposed to be cooked.
Well, that's what I should have done. Is that what you would...
I'm trying to experiment with anger. See how angry I can get. In a minute, we're both going to get angry about something.
English people don't like to complain, and I just sort of thought, oh, it's fine, I'll eat it cold.
I don't think anger comes from...
Oh, it's fine.
Do complaints come from anger or just mild irritation?
Well, I don't want to be one of those people who complains at everything.
No. Do you go... When you're on TripAdvisor...
Don't go on it.
Don't go on it.
No.
Go on it and just read. Even if something's amazing, it's always got some one-star reviews. And it is brilliant. Even if it's like the best thing and it's obviously an amazing place to be or a brilliant thing.
Yeah.
It will always still definitely have some one-star reviews.
Some seven-star hotel in the Maldives.
Yeah, like incredible.
One star.
Like everything provided
you.
Wow.
What a load of shit.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Brilliant. But I sort of understand that. I sort of think it's quite fun to... I'm all right giving people bad reviews online because you're not having to talk to them. And it's just the awkwardness of complaining in face-to-face.
When was the last time you had a really angry row with someone?
I don't really get... I never shout.
Not even at your parents? Oh, Mum! Mum, because Dana Woodsy.
Yeah, the last...
No?
Yeah, the last time the cat did a whoopsie in my beret, I got quite angry.
Yeah. Yeah, and you had your skates on.
Yeah. No.
You never shout at your parents? Never? You still don't, you still live at home, Tom?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Yeah, so you never shout, Mum, why have you not washed my towels? Sort of really like, no?
Fuck off, Mum.
Yeah.
I'm 12 now.
Have you ever told your mum to fuck off?
No.
No, nor have I. No. Some people have.
Really scared. Yeah, I had friends at school. I remember going around to their house.
Yeah.
And the way they would talk to their mum, I'd be like, if I spoke to my mum like that.
Oh. I don't think it's a good sign in life if you're constantly telling your mum to fuck off.
To fuck off. No, I remember going to... That is quite extreme, isn't it, to tell your mum to fuck off?
Maybe it's
I think telling anyone to fuck off is quite funny. there's something funny about fuck off.
Yeah. Oh, it's fuck so off. Like, it's fuck so, off, mate.
It's so like to the point and blunt, isn't it?
It's a good, it's a fuck good
off, phrase. Fuck off. Yeah. I like it prolonged as well. Yeah. Fuck off. Not fuck off. With
that,
fuck off.
That voice. What's that voice you're doing?
Oh, fuck off.
Oh, fuck off. I think if you
it's because Brian Gittins does it and it makes me laugh so much.
If you told
when he
me
does
that. Fuck off like that, I'd be...
Oh, fuck off.
Right. So that's how it manifests. Do you get road rage?
No, I get people road rage at me.
Yeah.
But not. I'm not a very good driver.
What do you do if someone's trying to push you from drive up your ass, get you to go faster?
I go even slower.
I do. I slow right now.
I like doing that.
Yeah.
I get. Yeah. I'm really scared about road rage. Why? You know when you piss someone off in a van or something.
Yeah.
And then you stop at a red light and they pull up next to you, and I just look forward. Don't look right because you know they're going to be doing something.
I laugh. I sit laughing. Yeah. Don't look at them, but just sit laughing.
What, like you don't know what's going on?
Just like a madman.
That's good.
You live in like a big city, like so. I live in like a small town where you sort of know quite a lot of people when you live in a small town.
Yeah.
So if you do road rage at someone, you'll suddenly look at them and you'll realise you know them. Oh God, I know them.
Oh,
you
fuck know, off, mum.
Kids teacher or something. You know. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know.
Do you get road rage though?
Oh yeah. As I get older, I'm getting a lot more mellow as I get older.
Do you?
Yeah.
Have you ever had anyone get out of their car?
That would be awful.
That's my biggest fear when I'm driving. Is to have someone get out of their car.
What would you do?
I thought the other day, what would I do if someone got out of the car?
Yeah.
I don't even know where the button is to lock all the doors. Oh, so I'd be like, I'd be trying to find the button to lock all the doors.
Yeah.
But
is that why you've started carrying that axe?
Yeah. In the boot, yeah. But then I shouldn't put it in the boot because you can't get to the boot without... One time I was driving in this...
One time?
A couple of youths.
Yeah.
Up to no good. Started making trouble in the neighbourhood.
This is your age.
It is my age. They were a bit older.
Youth.
A bit older than me.
Yeah.
And he crossed the road, just walked across the road, didn't look where the cars were coming, just crossed. So I had to slam the brake on.
Oh, yeah.
And rather than, like, apologise and speed up, he slowed right down, did, like, a sort of Gallagher brother swagger.
Yeah.
Like...
Fuck off.
And, well, I didn't say that. Oh. I didn't say anything. But he banged my bonnet. He smacked my bonnet and he was like, slow down, mate, fucking slow down.
Yeah, that's
and
not
just,
road rage.
I just like
that's
panicked.
That's pedestrian
I just went, sorry,
rage.
I'm really sorry. I'm so sorry. Yeah, because I'd like to be able to wind the window down and be like, oh, fuck off. Now,
have you ever had a fight, Tom? Have you ever had a fight?
What do you mean by fight? What?
Proper fight.
Do I look like I've had a fight?
No, but have anyone ever started a fight on you or you had a fight?
No.
No.
I mean, like, kids' fights.
Yeah, well, that's all right.
I've fought a couple of kids.
Yeah. What, really? Yeah.
You know, when they want to get off a bouncy castle.
Yeah. That's all right. That's just kids
left
fighting,
hook to the
not
chest.
As an adult. You know how to fight as an adult.
No, not... Have you? Have you had a fight?
No.
Never?
No.
Never?
No, never. As a kid, but no.
Has anyone ever started on you while you've been on stage?
No, a couple of those, yeah. I was in, did a gig in a Christmas gig once, and I started having knives and forks thrown at me. And I gave
bloody
it,
hell,
and I gave,
really?
I gave some chat back, and then I realized.
Where were you gigging?
I'm not going to say in case they listen. And then they can find me. And then I gave some chat back.
Yeah.
And then I realized I had to walk past them to get off.
Oh,
stage.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, a comedian, Dave Longley, who's massive, helped me off stage. Sort of.
You had to be escorted out of the venue.
I went and got my bag and ran away.
Wow.
So I think that's probably the closest I've got.
They threw knives at you?
Yeah.
That's
probably the closest I've got
really
to being
hardcore,
beaten up
isn't it?
Recently.
Knives is really hardcore.
Yeah. But I reckon people have wanted to fight me, but they've not been able to find me, or I've just missed it by a couple of minutes.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm hoping now... Now I'm like older, that I'm just too old now.
Yeah.
Like you're in like the danger zone now. 19, 25.
Yeah.
I reckon is the danger zone for fighting.
I remember seeing someone outside a nightclub once in Bristol, and there was two blokes fighting, and this one guy hit the other guy so hard.
Yeah.
and they made the loudest noise. Oof. And he just went down.
Yeah, it's horrible, isn't it?
And there was like so much blood, and like I can't remember how old it was. Like I was 17 or 18, but I'd never seen someone get like really hit in the face before.
It's
and
horrible.
The first time
it?
You see it, you're like, shh, that's really bad.
Yeah, and you become full of adrenaline, don't you?
Yeah,
you're shocked.
It's not like when you watch films or something, you think, oh, it doesn't look that bad. But no. When you see someone get hit in the face, you're
proper,
like,
I saw someone headbutted once, like in the nose, like nose everywhere. And just out.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, we've probably had quite a privileged upbringing, Tom, to not see that
a
lot.
I don't like.
You sound like you've got underground.
I think there were people at my school who were into it, but yeah. I never was interested in it.
Yeah.
People would go out and look for fights, but.
Well, the thing is with boxing, though, and proper fighting, they say it's controlling your anger. It's finding that anger and controlling it. And
yeah.
And that's how you can use your aggression for good
maybe
things.
I should get into boxing. What do you think?
Maybe we should do me and you should set up a charity boxing match.
do you think if someone started a fight with you, you'd be able to.
Oh, you have these dreams of it, don't you? But I think I'd be hopeless, completely out of my depth.
I think I would just completely freeze, like
I think
wouldn't
I would.
Know what to do.
I think I'd think I could talk myself out of it and be able to.
Yeah, talk yourself out of it. That's a good thing to do, isn't it?
Try to.
Do some jokes.
Fight or flight. So let's get angry about something. Let's try now getting angry about something. Tom, what do you want to get?
You go first.
Angry about? Okay.
You go first.
I don't like it when. I don't like
it's
it
like
when.
It's like a weird sketch group.
Yeah, I don't like it when.
Say, my name's Charlie, and
my name's
what I don't
my name's
like.
Charlie. I'll tell you what annoyed me once was we put in for planning permission to have an extension on the back of our house, and our neighbour knew the person who was in the planning office and put the boot in and deliberately made us not get the planning. And we'd had paid to have had some plans drawn up.
All we wanted was
trying to
extend, slightly bigger kitchen,
improve our house, and this person next door, she put the boot in at the planning, and
is this a real one?
This is a real one,
is it? I thought
it
was a joke.
Fault, and I've held that grudge ever since. And we've moved. And why can't people pick up their dog's shit? Pick your dog's shit up. That is an angering one.
Wow. Okay.
And anyway, that was it.
That wow. Okay. Well, let's talk about that, shall we?
Yeah. Okay. How do you think it went?
I think it went well.
It's quite cathartic.
I think you need to commit to it more.
Oh, did I not,
could tell that you were. It
did
was
I not
a sort
sound
of joke?
Can I tell you what's quite good? When you have children, you're allowed to tell them off.
Yeah,
and telling someone else off
is quite fun.
It's quite well, not always, but sometimes.
Was
you
know, it?
I did quite a good job of that.
You told them off well.
Told them off well.
Do you?
Because I'll often if I mess the telling off up, I will start laughing, which is completely.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have kids. So.
Yeah, so you can't tell anyone off at the moment.
I could tell some people off.
Who could you
listen.
Tell off? The Thai waitresses at your Thai that you like? like, why aren't you bowing to me?
Well, no, I wouldn't do that. I would never do that.
All right, okay.
I would never get angry at anyone in public. Never.
Okay. Oh.
Never get angry.
Well, that's a bit more sinister because it's like, behind.
It is more sinister.
He's nice.
Like American Psycho,
nice
isn't
in
it?
In public, but behind closed doors.
It's always the quiet ones.
Yeah.
Go watch out for the quiet ones.
What are you going to get angry about?
What can I get angry about? What makes me really angry? Okay, well, sometimes, right, you'll get in a taxi in London, right? And you'll go, I don't know, you'll be in like, say you're in Camden.
Yeah.
And you're like, can you take me to Peckham? And they go, oh, I'm not going south. I'm going north, I'm not going south.
Yeah.
And you think, well, hang on a minute. I'm going to give you some money here. I'd like you to take me. I don't think you quite understand how this relationship works, actually. Mm. How this works is that I give you money and you take me. You don't go in supermarkets and you go, can I have a bit of that cheese? And they go, oh, we don't know. You can have the meat.
It's up to them, Tom.
It's not up to them.
It is up to them.
It's absolutely
their,
not
it's their
up
business.
To them.
It's their car.
It's not their car.
It's their car. It's their business. It's up to them.
No. Not true.
It is true.
You've
not got a chauffeur.
That is what. Okay. You're paying them though. It's
they don't want to do it.
I had it.
If I said to you, "Oh, I've got a gig for you. in Scotland. It's tonight.
Yeah.
You've got to get there.
It's tonight.
It's not much money, but you have to do it.
You're a comedian, aren't you?
You're a comedian. Come on, you've got jokes. Yeah. I'm paying you to tell me jokes. That's basically what you just described.
Okay, well, I had a worse thing happen the other day. I was in Berlin, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If you think the taxi drivers are bad here, you try going to Berlin. Yeah. What a cheek they've got.
I don't think they're bad here.
Well, okay.
Right, carry on.
Well, just for the purpose of this rant,
okay, go
say
on.
They're bad here.
Yeah.
And one of them, I said, can you take me to Richtenberger Straße or whatever it was, or something Straße.
Yeah.
Can you take me there? Yeah. Got in the back. Off we go. We're about halfway there, and he goes, oh, I'm not, I can't do this anymore. I've got to go home. He said, it's 5 o'clock. I'm done now.
Yeah.
So he just pulled over and said, like, oh, I'll charge you for that.
Yeah.
get out, basically.
Maybe it was like a mileage thing. Maybe he wasn't allowed to work past five.
He hasn't taken me where I want him to.
Yeah. Had you been telling him one of your stories?
Maybe, yeah.
Is that what it is?
I get quite tense around German people.
Why?
I don't know. I think, is it not an inbuilt English thing to be tense around
no,
Germans?
They're very nice.
They are very nice,
yeah,
but
that's all I've
I
ever
can't,
found.
Even when they say things nice, I think it's something about British people, well, for me anyway. It's something about a German accent and the German language that puts me on edge.
Well, I don't think it should.
She went, before our gig there was an announcement, and she went like, the show was starting, she said like, the show's, I'm not going to do the accent. Yeah. She said, show will start in 5 minutes. Yeah. You please turn your phones off. Hope you enjoy the show. But that, shouted in German, is not friendly.
But why is this getting you angry? I don't understand why you're angry.
It didn't
angry
make me angry. I just it puts me on edge.
But the whole taxi situation.
Yeah.
Maybe just stop getting taxis.
Uber, I think, is the key.
Maybe just stop getting taxis.
I don't get taxis that much, but I'm just saying what I do.
Okay.
That's the angry. Fuck me, that was bad.
I don't think we should have done an angry episode. Neither of us are that angry.
What's the most angry you've ever been? What's made you the most angry?
That's an interesting one. It just goes out of my mind. Probably in the car, shouting at somebody.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah. There's not. I don't get. If anyone says anything bad about my children or my wife, that's pretty anger making.
Yeah, yeah. I'll
tell you when it was. On our first child,
we
had a very long labour, mainly due to mistakes by the medical staff who were meant to be looking after us during the labour. So we had a sort of 12-hour more in the labour.
Are you slagging off the NHS?
No, than we should have done. And it got to a point where I took the registrar to one side and I said, fix this now, sort it out. And that was the angriest I've ever been.
Get that out.
Sort that out. Well, they're all sorts of gone wrong. So that was the angriest I'd ever been. But I think that was just an animal thing of...
Do people get... Because when you get... I think I'm probably getting to the stage now where people don't get angry at you anymore. Like when you're a kid, it's all right for people to shout at you.
Oh, no, people are really angry with me quite a lot.
But people don't like tell you off like they used to, do they?
No, I think that's what heckling is, do you? When you're a comic.
Do people tell you?
Shout at you quite a lot, don't they? You know,
go to bed.
Shut up. Tell us a joke. You know.
Do they?
Yeah.
Sounds like your gigs don't go very well.
I tell you, he's a brilliant comedian and is good at being angry, is Simon Evans. So we're going to ring him and ask the expert.
The Age Appropriate Podcast with Tom Lucy and Charlie Baker.
We've covered anger, Tom. Let's speak to someone who I don't think is actually a very angry man, but just sees the world for what it is and can find the holes in it. And that is the brilliant comedian and dear friend of the show, Mr. Simon Evans. Hello, Simon.
Yes, hello.
Sounds angry already.
How are
Tom?
You, Simon?
I'm very angry. Not a dear friend of your show. Never heard it before.
Never heard it, that's true. Already angry.
Media insincerity. Yeah. That's what makes my blood boil.
It's not even a show, really. I don't think we're meant
it's
to
not
be,
a show,
I don't
it?
Think we're even meant to call it a show.
Oh, that's a stand-up thing, though, isn't it? Saying, so this show, that's one of the things that makes me angry, is comedians referring to their drivel as shows.
Are you an angry man, Simon Evans?
I think yours is a show, Charlie, because you sing.
I do. I always put together a show.
Mine's not a show, is it?
Yours is not a show.
No.
Yours is just a tell.
It's barely an act.
Yeah. Shtick. Bits. You know, actors call them sketches, don't they?
Yeah.
Have you ever encountered that? They go, and then you come on and you do your sketch.
Yeah.
And then we do the awards.
Yeah. Well, I get like friends of my mum and stuff will call it a skit.
A skit. Do one of your skits.
One of your skits.
That sounds like something from the 1950s or something. Yeah,
well, a lot of them are, so.
My act mainly is.
Yours totally is. Pastiche.
No, there's no pasties in it. I do say pasties. Oh, pastiche. A Cornish,
Cornish.
A Cornish pastiche. No, I'm not Cornish, I'm Devonshire, so. Off subject, Simon. That makes me angry. People saying I'm Cornish when I'm...
You want to know what genuinely makes me angry?
Yeah, I do, yes.
New York rom-coms where everyone just somehow like works as a teacher but can still afford 4,000 square foot of loft space.
Very specific.
Yeah. I encountered this morning. I'm doing a film review for Radio 4 this week.
Yes.
Yeah. And so we had to watch this rom-com. And that was my predominant thought about it. I'll ignore all the witty dialogue. Unpicking 21st century human relations, just going, how can you afford this?
I'm not sure the film was aimed at you.
Well, it wasn't. It was a badly aimed film.
Well, you see, that makes me cross when reviewers review something that obviously isn't aimed at them.
Or isn't the point of what that person was, you know, why didn't you make this film? Yeah. Why did you not remake The Wild Geese? Why did you have to make this pointless New York rom-com when you could have explored the role of mercenaries?
Is your review
Central Africa?
is your review for the film paper or is it for a real estate paper?
For the Evening Standard property section. It's actually for something called Saturday Review on Radio 4. Oh. I am going to have to suppress this anger. But yesterday, and the other thing is, I live in Brighton, and so they've made me come to London for this. So I sat in a screening room in Darling Street in Soho. That was lovely. Yesterday, I had to come from London to walk around the Tate Modern and look at Georgia O'Keeffe paintings. I quite like Georgia O'Keeffe, but all her paintings are on the internet. I really didn't need to go there.
Could have Googled them. I've seen them.
And they're very much two-dimensional objects.
Yeah, you've seen one flower.
By painting standards, you don't really need... If it's a sculpture, you've sort of got to go and have a look at it, I think, because the internet might not give you all the angles. But with paintings...
Yeah.
You know, these are very... They're still wet.
These are very specific angers, Simon. Yeah.
Well, they're recent. And I think the point about anger is it's temporary, isn't it? I can still feel these angers.
Yeah, so...
I could discuss with you the anger I felt, you know, when my wife made me move to Brighton in the first place, but that was 8 years ago.
Sure. Let's not...
historical anger.
Do you cope with that?
I might as well go back to the Treaty of Westphalia, you know, and the terms which were imposed.
How do you cope with anger? Do you get through it? Are you good at shaking it off?
Up to a certain point, and then I do go into despair mode. Actually, I have occasionally sort of wandered the streets. I sometimes walk down, because we live in Hove, I sometimes walk down to the sea and hope for tempestuous seas that, you know, will create a sort of poetic catharsis, or for calm seas that will just calm me down. But sometimes I do lose it. I feel, as I'm getting older, I feel actually less capable of dealing with anger because it feels like a more significant proportion of my remaining life is being taken up by this thing that isn't working out.
I was going to...
When you're young, you just go, this is fine. I'll start again tomorrow. It's fine. I'm only 23.
Yeah.
When you're 51, you go, do you not realise how little...
time you got left.
Yeah. I have a specific number of days left now before the prostate goes.
You could probably be told it. Tom's 19. Tom's 19.
He's barely born.
I know. It's amazing, isn't it? He knows so much. And I'll tell you what else I'm sure will make you cross is Southern Trains. If you've had to come up from Brighton to London.
Were you not once the mascot?
I was the...
Are you getting abuse now? Do you walk around in that Mexican throw bag?
I am, although I'm no longer paid for the campaign. I am the face of the Twitter feed Bad Southern Rail or Rubbish.
I've seen that.
She's good
fun.
They
don't have a new face yet, do they? That's the reason.
No, this is the thing. When I was there, it all ran very smoothly, Simon.
Maybe I could be the new face.
Maybe you're the new face. Maybe
do you think that would work?
The very definition of a poison chalice, I should think.
Simon Evans, it's been really nice to have you on the podcast.
Yeah, I'm going to stand in Victoria Station for a couple of hours.
Yeah, I would,
now,
yes.
Anyway.
You have an Edinburgh show. Would you like to plug it?
It's called Simon Evans in the Money. And it's about economics, which I think we can all agree has suddenly become awfully interesting. So do come and see it. Brexit wounds and so on will be explained and tended to. And it's at the Assembly Rooms in George Square at 7 p.m. Perfect time slot for intelligent, thoughtful comedy before things become vulgar later on in the evening.
Brilliant. Thank you so much.
Thanks very much, Simon.
Great pleasure.
Cheers,
take
mate.
Care.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
The Age Appropriate Podcast with Tom Lucy and Charlie Baker.
That was Simon Evans, as ever. Brilliant.
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 A lot angrier than me and you. Maybe he should have done the whole podcast. If you think Simon Evans should
anger
replace...
Anger and mash. He should be the anger in Anger and Mash.
If you think Simon Evans should replace Charlie Baker or me, why not tweet in with the hashtag...
Replace.
Replace Baker.
Or replace Lucy.
Replace
on
Lucy.
At Tom Lucy or at Baker's Tweet. We should probably get a Twitter handle for the show.
I will say this has been a really sort of quite mellow episode, isn't it?
And it's the angle.
It feels like a relaxation tape, isn't it?
Oh, that's right, isn't it? That's good.
That's good. I think that's good.
That's fine. Do subscribe on iTunes and tell all your friends and let us know what you think. Maybe you want to suggest a theme for the show. That would be fun, wouldn't it? Or a guest or two. We're going to have some guests in the studio soon.
How exciting is that?
But there we are. Charlie and Tom. I'm not going to say that, will I? Tom, would you like to say goodbye?
Thanks for listening. It's been really good. I've really enjoyed this one.
Okay.
I feel like it's been our best one.
Good. And do you think we've covered anger?
Yeah. And thanks also to Audio Boom for supporting us. Because, I mean, what a bloody great bunch of people they are.
Very nice.
I know Charlie's got some issues with them, but I'm really on board with Audio Boom.
Okay.
And I really like them.
Let's leave it at that. Okay. I have no issues with Audio Boom. Bye.